WTAW News Time is 6:06. 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The annual trip made by members of the BCS Chamber of Commerce to Washington, D.C. again included interaction with leaders of the House and Senate. Chamber Board Chairman Rich White says there's more optimism.
The Speaker of the House, Boehner, mentioned that he's feeling a stronger sense of optimism and positive outlook, more so now than he ever has. And I think all of the members of our delegation will take that back, that there is some changes that are happening and things are improving and things are there's some headway being made.
White was encouraged by congressional plans for transportation and changes in federal health insurance. The governor is one vote away from receiving a bill that would create a committee that would determine how to spend money on repairing state buildings. The proposed Deferred Maintenance Fund and Oversight Committee would initially have about $21 million to distribute. The lieutenant governor and House Speaker would each appoint three people. Time is running out for parents in the Bryan School District to participate in the survey.
What we've tried to accomplish with this one is make a more comprehensive survey so there are fewer number of surveys going out, and it's kind of a all-in-one, all-inclusive type survey that helps us with some of the information we need to gather for our state accountability. That's the community student engagement and compliance piece of state accountability.
Bryan ISD spokesman Brandon Webb says the survey, located on the district's website, will be available through Sunday at midnight. The Bryan City Council has endorsed a fundraising idea requested by the Downtown Bryan Association. Councilman Chuck Condorla talked about brick pavers to benefit the Queen Theater.
They're nicely done. They'll be in front of the Queen. They'll be along the median of the road. The median's wide enough that you can probably go see your brick paver, take a picture of it, but look both ways before you cross the street.
The pavers will be set in front of the Queen as well as in the center median of Main between 26th and 27th. Brazos Valley law enforcement officers gathered for the 28th time at Veterans Park to honor those who paid the ultimate price. Last year, 11 in Texas were among the 126 around the country who died. Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskey called on his fellow officers to work hard not to add more names to the list.
To that end, I ask you to follow four tenets. Wear your body armor, slow down your driving, buckle up, and stay fit.
The keynote speaker was the Commandant of the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets, Joe Ramirez.
I have one message for all of you who sacrifice daily and put your lives on the line every day to serve and protect our community. Stay the course. Do not be swayed or deterred by the negative press, by those who choose to berate and vilify you without having spent a minute in your shoes.
You can listen to yesterday's program on our website at WTAW.com. While recognition of travel and tourism in most places takes place the first week of May, in Aggieland it's an all-month affair. Jordan Meserl of the Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to the annual community celebration today from 5 until 7 at Wolfpin Creek Park.
And we had bounce houses out there last year, and people say, how do bounce houses support tourism? Well, people bring in conventions or big festivals, and if it's an out-of-town festival, they'll hire the local bounce house company.
CVB staff spent time earlier this month in what Meserl called hospitality flash mobs, welcoming visitors at the Bush Library, those arriving and departing from Easterwood Airport, and thanking overnight hotel desk employees with gift baskets. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com.
Can-Am.com.
Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
Good morning. It's 6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to NormaGTractor.com.
Clouds today. There may even be some fog this morning. As the day goes on, some breaks of sun may develop. We're also at risk for a shower or thunderstorm later today, a high of 85. Mostly cloudy tonight near 70. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, a high of 85. Partly to mostly cloudy near 70 tomorrow night. On Saturday, we'll have clouds, some sunshine, it'll be breezy. Highs on Saturday, 85 to near 90. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M Athletics cranking it out for the wrap-up of SEC baseball tonight in Mississippi with A&M baseball, of course. A&M track and field, both the men's and women's teams, are also Mississippi State bound for the SEC championships. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you at about 6:50.
Of course, all that all weekend, it's a Thursday starting schedule since everybody's going to have to wander over to Hoover, do the tournament thing. So, hey, good news. Chance of rain is under 50% today and tonight. Yeah, at last. As somebody said to me yesterday, I think we're living on a sponge, which I thought was pretty appropriate.
I think we're also ahead of Washington State.
Are we? Wow. 50-50 chance of showers tomorrow and tomorrow night. Don't worry, Monday we're back up to 60%. Gosh, let me think. Two solid weeks of rain and highs near 90 this weekend. That ought to be wonderful. Yeah. Make sure you wear something under your graduation gown, I'm just saying.
Like a sponge.
Just something. Just be careful. Anyway, good news, I guess, really a little bit on Saturday is that the breezes will be up a little bit, about 20 miles an hour. So, and you really, two things, that'll make you feel cooler and it'll keep the skeeters from being able to land. But,
Were windy yesterday.
Well, a little bit of that. Yeah, ooh. Just a little bit of that. That's, again, that stuff that came through, man, what time was that? Was that about 1 o'clock or so?
One or two.
Yeah, 1 or 2. Yeah. Man, that just didn't let up.
I was out there at Villa Maria 2818. My windshield wipers couldn't keep up.
Yeah, that's. I was about at that area, too, when I saw it kind of going, this is not good.
So, anyway. It's a gully washer.
I think everybody's getting to be pretty much bank full now.
I'm over it.
China, the new Florida, Beijing police patrolling the city's subways and trains now to stop people from wearing masks and strange costumes and forming flash mobs, warning commuters that such actions could jeopardize public safety by causing stampedes.
Run away!
Yeah, let's see how that works. State news agency said law enforcement teams, which started the patrols on the 1st of May, have encountered 83 cases of improper behavior, end quote. That's a wide net. That could be a lot of things. Begging.
We theoretically are in trouble with that every morning.
I would think so, including hawking and also the distribution of advertising flyers. All of that is going to be illegal. Costumes and masks likely to attract the attention of other passengers will cause a problem. When a lot of people stop to watch, the risk of a stampede increases. Well, no. If they stop, they can't stampede. Don't you have to be moving to stampede? But, you know, I'm thinking that probably the Beijing police are not the people to argue with.
No.
I'm thinking they probably have a pretty direct method of being able to handle things if it gets out of hand.
You will fall in line.
Something like that. Passengers should avoid forming flash mobs, the article quoted. Okay. Police also will warn against problematic behavior when they come across it. Last October, the state media cited Beijing police as saying that people face arrest for wearing Halloween fancy dress on the subway as it may cause crowds to gather and create, again, their words, trouble. Yes, we don't want to be creating trouble. Take something out of the Kim Jong-un book. Right? Careful. Yeah.
Great time together. We got a lot of information.
And after all, what is an unusual costume that makes you stand out?
in China?
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's right. Pretty terrifying.
I think so.
Are you going to recommend that to their CVB, though?
Yeah.
China, the new Florida.
I like that. Yeah.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Normandy Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Normandy Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Good morning, May 14th. It's a Thursday. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the Stars and Stripes Forever Day. I think this is the anniversary when it was played for the very first time. Underground America Day, not sure what that means. And National Chicken Dance Day, celebrated. Might warn others.
Gosh darn it, I could have pulled that up.
Oh, yeah, it's okay, really. Don't worry about it. And we got birthdays.
Miranda Cosgrove from iCarly, and she's a singer too, is 22. Mark Zuckerberg, worth $34.8 billion.
Well, and he's really too young to know how to spend it properly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a punk from Harvard. Yeah. He's 31. Amber Tamblyn is 32, the one that replaced Angus T. Jones on Two and a Half Men. I didn't know her dad was in West Side Story.
I didn't know that she'd replaced Angus T. Jones, but, you know, there you are.
And it was also in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Well, what's her last name?
Tamblyn.
Russ Tamblyn.
Russ Tamblyn.
Yeah, Russ Tamblyn, sure.
I was like, I'll be darned.
Yep.
Soap opera with swords, Indira Varma is 42 years old. Shanice, 90s two-hit wonder, is 42. Gabriel Mann is 43. From the Revenge on ABC. Sofia Coppola, 44. She directed Lost in Translation. Mm-hmm. Cate Blanchett is 46. Tony Siragusa, former NFL football player and a chubby sideline reporter, is 48. Fabrice Morvan is 49. Your red name sound familiar?
Yeah, yes. It's a mini Milli Vanilli.
But the only living member of
Milli. Yeah, well, okay. Right. Yeah.
Caesar Susie Colbert is 51 years old. She is a sideline reporter. The one that got hit on by Joe Namath.
Oh, all right. Boy, you hate that that's your claim to fame.
Uh-huh. CeCe DeVille is 53 from Poison. Tim Roth
Let me see. The only people remember you is because a drunk football player wanted to kiss you. Okay.
Yes.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
Tim Roth is 54. Tom Cochran, Life is Highway, 62 years old. Talking Heads singer who can't find a coat that fits is 63, David Byrne. And Robert Zemeckis, 64.
Oh.
George Lucas today is 71 years old.
Really?
And has one of the largest piles of money.
Yeah, not as big as Zuckerberg, but yeah, he's doing okay, that's for sure. All right, 6:19, it's time for Sean, I think. Sean? Nah, it's not time. Good. Okay, now I got to close that down. Okay, now we have to be witty for like 15 seconds while I have to reopen Wire Ready so that it'll play, but here we go. Okay. Wait, y'all aren't being witty. Come on. Let's
be
go.
Funny.
Yeah,
be
right,
funny
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Tom Brady gets a 4-game suspension. And you go back to the Wells report. It said, well, more than probable that Patriots QB Tom Brady was at least generally aware of the inappropriate activities involving the release of air from the footballs. More probable than not, Patriots personnel participated in a deliberate effort to release air from the game balls, and it's unlikely an equipment assistant or locker room attendant would deflate game balls without Brady's knowledge and approval. I know most of you hate the New England Patriots unless you live in New England. Most of you support your local team. Most of you are happy. Here's the problem. If it's only more than probable and unlikely that this happened without his knowledge, is that proof enough for a 4-game suspension?
The Sean Hannity Show from Coast to Coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com, geico.com.
At John Deere, we know you wouldn't buy a car without taking it for a spin, and it's, well, just a car. So you'll definitely want to get behind the wheel and test drive the brand new John Deere S240 Sport, equipped with a powerful V-twin engine and heavy-duty hydrostatic transmission. Available exclusively at your local John Deere dealer.
Visit one of Brazos Valley Equipment's four locations in Waco, Hillsboro, Cleburne, or Ennis, or online at BrazosValleyEQ.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
You know, we've been touting for a long time the increased internet speeds that Suddenlink brings you, and that's great for your home, but how about for your business? Yeah, even better there, especially when you consider what else is out in the marketplace, because Suddenlink's business minimum speed for the internet is 50 meg. 50 meg, which is 16 times faster than what you're getting with DSL. And you take that and you combine it with the other products that Suddenlink has for your business, and what a great, great situation you've got, because now you can do your downloads and uploads of files in seconds. You don't have to plan ahead as to how many people need to be online, because it just slows things down. You've got all the bandwidth that you need to do what needs to be done to help your business grow. Multimedia applications, not a problem with Suddenlink Business. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. He can provide you with a business solution that is perfect for your business. If you're not a Suddenlink customer and you're still messing around with the phone company and their DSL, there's no reason to do it. Switch to Suddenlink Business today. You can call Chad again at 595-2413 or go to suddenlinkbusiness.com for more information.
Brenham National Bank is proud to welcome Nathan to College Station.
Hi, I'm Nathan Van Noord, president of the College Station location of Brenham National Bank and Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 2001. Come visit us on the corner of Southwest Parkway and Earl Rudder Freeway to meet the friendliest staff in town, experience great customer service, and discover the great products and services of a hometown community bank. Once you know Brenham National Bank, you'll be a friend, not just a new account.
Member FDIC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. After slashing production for months, U.S. shale oil companies say they're ready to bring rigs back into service, setting up the first big test of their ability to quickly react to rising crude prices. EOG Resources and Occidental Petroleum say they're about to ramp up, while others are waiting for crude oil to hit $70 a barrel. Starbucks says some of its customers are being targeted by hackers getting access to their credit cards through the coffee chain's mobile payments and gift cards. The thieves are taking advantage of the auto-reload function that many consumers use with Starbucks cards and the chain's mobile app. The Nintendo Championships are back. The company says its contest will reappear at this year's Electronic Entertainment Expo in Los Angeles after being on hiatus since 1990. Back then, kids from around the country competed in Super Mario Brothers, Rad Racer, and Tetris. It's not clear which games they will play this year. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps.
You know, I didn't alter the ball in any way.
Deflategate is all the rage. Tom Brady's deflated footballs and his supporters don't seem to have a problem with it. Some Patriots fan set up a GoFundMe page to pay off the team's $1 million Deflategate fine. As of last night, it was already $13,000. Now, I haven't weighed in on this one yet because I'm the sports guy here at WTAW, but this is a bunch of garbage. The morons behind the insanity say, quote, "We obviously know we won't reach $1 million. However, we do believe the fine is bull and we want to help any way we can. So whatever is donated will be donated to the New England Patriots to help them with the fine. If enough is made, we'll actually travel on our own expenses and deliver the check in person." Now, on the flip side of this, this is where I do like it. Jets fan has sent their money to buying billboards that say Tom Shady, which I love.
I don't have really any reaction.
Meanwhile, New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning says that when he heard about Deflategate, he tried throwing some underinflated balls out of curiosity, and there was, quote, a noticeable difference.
I think it is about integrity, and you have to follow the rules, and so if someone's breaking rules, I understand, you know, you're going to get punished for it.
But he said he's not sure if it would create an advantage. Well, it would. It did. And if you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Jim McNally not only calls himself the deflator, but says he has not gone to ESPN ... yet.
And that is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. They're actually expanding their newest facility on Texas Avenue in College Station. They're right across from the Kettle because they've just got so much stuff. You can go in and see, of course, firearms. They've got tactical gear, automatic knives, and a custom gun shop. To find out more, go to gun-corps. And that's C-O-R-P-S, like Marine Corps. The guys are retired Marines that run it. They do have military and police discounts, and they're just generally a bunch of great guys. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps. We're practical. Meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 628 Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. About 85 or so for the high temperature today. 40% chance of rain. Now they've knocked tonight down to 20%, so that's good. But tomorrow's 50%. I know, they just keep changing it on us. What can I say? We will keep a chance of showers in the forecast. It goes back up to about 60% on Monday, just letting you know. We will have some breezes out there a little bit today, but even more on Saturday, up to about 20 miles an hour is what they're telling us. But highs each day will be in the middle 80s. Lows will be right around 72 or so. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 97% relative humidity, and we've got 72 degrees.
For your car, your home, your business, too. Takes care of you for over 60 years. We're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass. We're the clear leader.
You have a mechanism to determine what's risky. Sometimes you're right, and sometimes you're wrong. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com, Andro400.com, or call 866-546-1955, 866-546-1955.
How we decide what's risky or scary doesn't necessarily follow logic.
In olden times, it was pretty easy to figure out what was dangerous. It was the lion who was attacking, or it was the guy with the club, and risks were obvious.
Risk consultant David Ropeek, author of the book Risk.
But we have moved into a modern world faster than our brain has evolved, to a world of nuclear power and chemicals, more complex risks. So instead, what our brain uses is a set of characteristics that help us kind of feel our way through what's dangerous and what isn't.
And typically, here's how our thought process goes.
Do we think we can control it? That feels less scary. Is it natural? That feels less scary. Do we think we can't control it? Uh-oh, we're sitting in the passenger seat of a car? More scary. Do we think it's man-made? Radiation from nuclear power plants as opposed to radiation from the sun. Man-made is scarier.
We always have our feelers out to determine what's risky, so...
When a plane crashes leaving Brazil on its way to Paris, people will get more nervous about flying from Cleveland to California just because they're aware of that risk and quite often to their peril, because some people will choose to drive because driving feels safer because we have that sense of control, only it's statistically riskier, and they may end up dead for the choice.
Tomorrow, more insight into risk. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Once again, a delegation from the BCS Chamber of Commerce had the opportunity to visit with top leaders during their trip to Washington, D.C. That included a conversation with House Speaker John Boehner. Chamber Board Chairman Rich White says Boehner is feeling a stronger sense of optimism and positive outlook, more so than he ever has.
And that gives us some hope that as the issues that we have surfaced are discussed and brought back home, that we're going to see some improvement, that we're going to see some progress being made. Areas like transportation that we feel has been at a standstill or look like there's going to be a bill passed at some point. There may be an extension, but they're very optimistic that there's some headway going to be made in the transportation bills that is so vital to the Texas situation.
Congressman Bill Flores was thanked for arranging meetings with multiple leaders in the House and Senate over a two-day period. Next month, the Downtown Bryan Association will begin a fundraiser to benefit the continued renovation of the Queen Theater. Selling brick pavers received unanimous support at this week's city council meeting.
So I think it's a great opportunity for raising money, basically, to continue to see buildings and things maybe even further to come in downtown to be renovated and keep our downtown a source of pride.
Councilman Chuck Conderless says the pavers will be installed in front of the Queen as well as the center median of Main between 26th and 27th. The Texas Municipal League is fighting back against a bill they say would end annexation. The proposal calls for approval by affected citizens. TMA Executive Director Bennett Sandlin says cities should annex those areas because people work in cities and they should bear part of the cost.
If you don't do business in the city or drive on the streets or use the parks or benefit from the economic boom that the city causes, then I think you would have an argument.
And Sandlin says the ability to annex prosperous surrounding neighborhoods is what keeps Texas cities strong. For the first time, women make up a majority of the Austin City Council. Today, they rebuked a consultant's presentation to a city staff warning that elected female officials tend to tune out financial arguments, and they like to ask lots of questions. The seven offended councilwomen called the seminar by a former small-town city manager in Florida outdated and appalling. Jonathan K. Allen told Austin City employees that they would be making a serious error if they dealt with a female-dominated council in the same way as one controlled by men. Leave your comments about this story on our Facebook page, News Talk 1620 WTAW. College Station police has learned from several residents about receiving what turned out to be bogus text messages alerting them about a potential threat and advising them to stay in their homes. Police report they don't send texts. The emergency information is distributed through the city's online services and notifying the local media. Investigators are still looking for the source of the bogus messages. The Bryan School District urges parents to participate in an online survey. Spokesman Brandon Webb says results will be used in state accountability reports.
And it sort of allows us to have some information to kind of grade ourselves on how we're doing in community involvement and school climate and athletics in a number of different categories.
The survey takes an average of 5 to 7 minutes to complete.
There's an opportunity to submit some comments. People have asked, well, how many questions are on the survey? And that's kind of a difficult question to answer because there are a number of questions, but the questions have subcategories. And we hope it's comprehensive, but we also know people need to get on with their day and move on to other things. So we try to keep it as brief as possible.
The parent survey online at bryanisd.org closes Sunday at midnight. For the 28th time, Brazos Valley law enforcement officers paid respect to the fallen around the state and the nation. Yesterday's memorial service included remarks from the sheriff's office and three local police chiefs. College Station Chief Scott McCollum says 15 of the 126 who died last year around the country were the result of ambush-style shootings.
Ambush-style attacks, as evidenced by the recent shooting deaths in New York City, and most recently those that occurred in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, were the number one cause of felonious officer deaths for the fifth year in a row.
The keynote speaker was the Commandant of the Texas A&M Corps of Cadets, Joe Ramirez.
What is a policeman made of? He, of all men, is at one the most needed and the most unwanted. A strangely nameless creature who is sir to his face and pig to his back. A policeman must be a minister, a social worker, a diplomat, a tough guy, and a gentleman. And of course, he will have to be a genius, for he will have to feed a family on a policeman's salary.
Through the first 5 months of this year, there have been 44 deaths nationwide. In Aggieland, National Travel and Tourism Week is celebrated the whole month of May. Jordan Meserol at the Convention and Visitors Bureau says everyone is invited to today's community celebration.
100% free. You come out, and last year we had some people giving away hot dogs and snow cones and giving away little free trinkets like promotional sunglasses. And it's just a really great time to bring the family out and appreciate all the people that help make travel and tourism possible here.
Today's celebration is at the Wolfen Creek Park from 5 until 7. You're also invited to the annual hospitality luncheon and awards on May 27th at the Hilton. Tickets are available by contacting the CVB. WTAW News Time is 6:37 at 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Good morning. It's 640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. With the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Lots of clouds for today. Some patchy fog this morning. As the day goes on, we may break into a little sun. We may also see a passing shower or thunderstorm, highs near 85. Clouds for tonight, muggy, warm, 70. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 85. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy near 70. Occasional sunshine developing Saturday, breezy and hot. High Saturday between 85 and 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
No, no, I'm having problems. Anyway, we'll take a look at sports here in just a little bit with Aggie Baseball. They are gearing up for their SEC finale against the Ole Miss Rebels in Mississippi. That starts tonight at 6:30. A&M Track and Field also at Ole Miss for the SEC Championships. We'll have all that more high school baseball playoffs all coming up in about 10 minutes.
All right, there you go. Jeb Bush unintentionally announced his presidency yesterday. Somebody caught it on camera. Actually, a lot of people caught it on camera. He's speaking in Nevada. He said, I'm running for president in 2016, and the focus is going to be about how we, if I run, how do we create high, sustained economic growth? Dang!
He's made a lot of missteps.
Yeah. Good. Well, and I don't, you know, talking to... it depends on who you talk to, but a lot of folks I have talked to have just said somehow they feel like the Bush name is going to be okay, and that he'll be one of the top contenders for it.
Well, he'll have the money to do it.
Yeah, and well, we'll see.
Because everything else in politics walks.
Yeah. Because we've seen that, I mean, even locally, that there'll be candidates who have a lot of money and they don't end up winning the race. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. But for that to happen, you have to have faith in the electorate. And I don't have any faith in the electorate sometimes. You know, they're going to be mindless when they go in there. But we'll see. In an early exchange with the reporters, he said, no, I'm not an official candidate. I've been traveling the country for the last 3 months and making up my mind. Oh, have you now?
Whatever.
Yeah, that's just fine. Let's see. The House voted yesterday, I think Bill Flores mentioned that to us, that they would pass a bill that would end spy agency bulk collection of American telephone data. Of course, they call it the USA Freedom Act, which makes us all feel so much better.
Yes.
Yeah, guess what? U.S. America is not going to collect the data. But there'll be somebody like Google who might have that data.
Well, no, the phone companies will hold it.
Yeah, that's right. They will. Yeah,
it's just the U.S. government can come and say, "Gimme, gimme."
The phone companies will collect it. It'll be stored someplace, Google, and they'll be able to access it if they need to.
And just think, they built that giant building that's secret
that they don't do anything with.
Right?
Yeah, it's full of chicken crates. Yeah, that's it. Right. Damn. Senate reached out. Never mind the Senate. They just.
He just vapor locked, right?
This is how arcane the system is, all right? The Senate reached a deal on Wednesday to move forward with legislation aimed at eventually passing the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact. The compromise between the Republicans and Democrats could set up another procedural vote on the bill, this time including aid for workers who lose their jobs. If that procedural vote is successful, then they can begin full debate on it. God. If they could... snails make better progress on a desert than they do, but nonetheless, there you go. There are leaders, after all. Now, really, the stories are in Austin. The stories are in Austin. We'll talk to Charles Schwertner today. They're having a hearing outside the Capitol about mental health spending and what's going to happen there. It appears that the conference committee, as far as coming up with a budget, is, quote, getting real close, end quote. But I guess the interesting situation, minors seeking to obtain abortions without parental consent will face more restrictions now under a bill that received approval in the House. Today is drop-dead day in both bodies. If your bill does not get heard today, it ain't going to happen. So We'll talk to Senator Schwerter about that, and then we'll talk to Kyle Cassell tomorrow. But maybe the biggest deal in Austin, and Patrick had the story. In what world, you know, you should always know your audience, I think. but this guy who came in, and his name is Jonathan K. Allen, who is a city manager, was a city manager, in Lauderdale Lakes, Florida, when it had an all-female city commission, helpfully offered advice that women ask a lot of questions, so patience is paramount. And he learned this not only from his job, but from his 11-year-old daughter, who once asked him a bunch of questions on the way to volleyball practice. Well, you're the first guy to ever learn that.
Well, and it's also now former city manager.
Yeah, right. Yeah, when he was there. Yeah, that's, anyway.
Well, no, he got fired.
Oh, he got fired. Oh, wow. Come from all those women. The newly elected Austin City Council is a majority women for the first time in history. You got 7 women and 4 men, including the mayor. So to help city employees who interact with the council function in this new world order, for some stupid reason, the city manager's office in Austin decided to bring this Mozon in for a 2-hour training on how to talk business with women. Optics ends up being such an overused word, but at some point, didn't somebody say to the city manager, that's really not going to look good? And when you consider it's Austin, women are not new to politics. They've been here for a while. Anyway. Lily Rockwell from the Austin American Statesman reports, in a matter of 15 seconds, I got 10 questions that I had to patiently respond to, Mr. Allen said. Mr. Allen said that city council members are less likely to read agenda information and instead ask questions. He said it's tempting just to tell them to read the packet. He also cautioned against using too many numbers when you're talking with
women. Oh, my God.
Golly. Why don't we just call them slopes? You want to just do that? Let's just say, you know, they're not mentally capable of handling this. It ought to be men's work.
Oh.
And when you're done, hon, why don't you grab me a coffee?
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you be a good girl and go get me some coffee? He said, I submit to you, if Hillary Clinton just runs for the office, you're going to see even greater numbers in leadership positions. If she wins, you'll see even greater numbers starting at the bottom all the way to the top. So now he's telling you not to vote for Hillary Clinton. That's going to go over well in Austin. Again, I don't know what they paid him, but they probably shouldn't have done that. And if this story doesn't go national, it may well, but if it does not go national, I would be shocked. And if that guy was planning on having a career as a speaker after he was fired from city manager at Lake Lauderdale in Florida, I'm thinking that's probably not going to happen either. I think he's probably done on that. And I don't know what job you go to now. I mean, do you open up Mail Show and his Pig magazine?
No. At this point, you could get a job in the cabinet.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
By now, your shade trees are busily doing their thing. While that dense shade is much appreciated in the heat of the summer in Texas, there's a good chance that your turf grass isn't as grateful for the shade. What do you do when the grass won't grow in the shade? We're going to talk about that right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. All of our lawn grasses in Texas need at least 4 hours of direct and reasonably intense sunlight each day if they're going to hold their own. In truth, some grasses need even more sunlight than that. St. Augustine and fescue can get by on the minimum, but Bermuda, Zoysia, and buffalo grass need 6 to 8 hours or they won't thrive. Actually, buffalo grass ought to have more than that. Your first symptom of a grass that isn't getting enough sunlight would be a gradual thinning. You'll see fewer blades and runners, and the soil will be much more visible. Eventually, bare patches will develop, and you'll be able to track them rather precisely to the shadiest parts of your lawn. Your first remedy would be to try a grass that is at least shade tolerant. If, however, you've already planted St. Augustine or fescue only to watch it also thin out from the shade, you might try removing one or two lower limbs from the offending tree. That might allow just enough sunlight to reach in underneath to keep the grass healthy and active. You may also have more trees than you actually need, in which case you might consider removing one or two of the weakest trees. You can help marginal stands of grass in dark corners by mowing it slightly higher. The blades of grasses in the shade tend to be more vertical, so higher mowings will leave more of the leaf blades intact for more efficient manufacture of foods. You'll also want to avoid walking on them as much as possible. They'll be far less resilient to the poundings of pets, kids, and other pedestrians. If all else fails, there are shade-tolerant ground covers that you might want to use. Now, true, you can't walk on them repeatedly, but you can always put stepping stones in strategic spots. Best among the shade salvations would include ajuga and English ivy, and then some of my favorites, mondo grass, regular mondo grass especially, also dwarf mondo grass and liriope and vinca minor, vinca major if you're in the southern 80% of Texas. If you have a small area, you want something really out of the ordinary, especially in northeast Texas, plant pachysandra. There are some really great shade options. I've always considered shade to be more of an opportunity than a real challenge to me. It's not a negative, it's a positive. I just have to rethink how I landscape. I live in a pecan forest, and so almost all of my turf grass is now gone. I've replaced it with mondo grass and liriope, some ferns, aspidistra in protected locations, and I have a lot of shade-tolerant shrubs. That would include the hollies and mahonias and other plants that can hold up to that shade. You can do it. You just have to think your way through it. Shade is a godsend. I'm Neil Sperry, layering, a fun way to start new plants in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. The area round of the boys' high school baseball playoff kickoff today, and they're all best of threes. They all start at 7, and we'll start you off in 5A. Brian heads to Tomball Memorial for game 1, and Rudder takes on Brenham in Mumford. In 4A action, Navasota goes to Barbers Hill to play West Orange Stark, and Caldwell hits the road to Tomball Premier to square off against Huffman Hargrave. On now to the Ags. The number 6 Texas A&M baseball team wraps up the regular season with a road trip to face the Ole Miss Rebels. The Maroon and White enter the final weekend with a chance to win the SEC. Now, it'll take a strong showing by the Aggies and some help from the outside as A&M enters the final weekend 2 games behind LSU in the standings. The Aggies are also a half game behind Vandy. There has been a lot said this week about the Aggie pitching staff coming up short or just flat being worn out at the end of the season. Skipper Rob Childress doesn't think it has anything to do with fatigue.
You know, our guys are in the best condition of any pitching staff in the country, and it's because of Coach McMillan. And felt like we got on our heels a little bit and didn't make pitches when we needed to make pitches. And no excuses. We're talented enough to make pitches. We didn't do it, and we've got to do that going forward.
Audio courtesy of Tex Aggs. Texas A&M is also looking to earn a first-round bye in the SEC tournament by securing one of the top four seeds. Currently, they're in third place. The Aggies are looking to hold off Florida and Arkansas. Pregame starts at 6. First pitch is at 6:30, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. The number one Texas A&M men's track and field team enter the SEC championships being held today through Saturday on the Mississippi State campus as the defending team champion, while the number nine women returned from a third-place finish after claiming the 2013 SEC title. Head men's and women's track and field coach Pat Henry said everything so far this season has led to this weekend.
This being the conference championship that in our sport, everything we've done, we've rehearsed to get to this point. And it is. It's been a rehearsal. And now it's time for the play to start. And so that's what this is about. Let's see what we can all do and all put together on the same day.
The 6-seeded Texas A&M men's tennis team is set to square off against 11-seed Ohio State in the round of 16 today at 4 o'clock. They'll kick things off at the Hurd Tennis Center in Waco. In Lone Star Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros rallied past San Francisco 4-3.
3-2 pitch is drilled into left center field. On its way, and it is up off the wall and gone.
George Springer hit the tie-breaking single in the bottom of the eighth for Houston after coming off a seven-day concussion disabled list prior to the game. Chad Qualls tossed a perfect eighth for the win, and Luke Gregson picked up his eighth save. Toronto visits Houston tonight at 7:05. The balls were leaving the yard for the Rangers yesterday.
Fielder hits a high drive to deep right center field. Well hit, way back. That ball is history. Over the bullpen.
Prince Fielder and Sin-Shu Chu both homered last night, and Texas beat KC 5-2. Rangers rookie Delano DeShields added three hits, including his first triple, and scored twice. The Royals stay in Arlington for a matinee. First pitch at 1:05 on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. The Rangers activated first baseman Mitch Moreland from the disabled list yesterday for the game against KC and had two hits, and he felt good about his return.
It was a lot of fun, you know, get back out on the field, get to play a game with these guys again, and, you know, it was a great team effort tonight. You know, Yo threw the ball great, bullpen came in, did a good job, and, you know, we, as an offense up and down the lineup, we kept creating opportunities and cashed some in.
Moreland was placed on the DL while recovering from elbow surgery. In the NBA, their MVP Steph Curry had 18 points and contributed 6 steals in the Golden State Warriors' crushing 98-78 win that gives the Golden State Warriors a 3-2 series lead over the Memphis Grizzlies. Curry said it's their job to protect the home court.
We did our job to get, you know, 2-2, and we have another job now is to, you know, make that win even bigger in game 4 by winning at home like we're supposed to.
The Warriors can eliminate the Grizzlies with a victory Friday night in game 6 in Memphis. In other NBA playoff action, Al Horford snatched an offensive rebound and dropped in the winning basket with 1.9 seconds left to give the top-seeded Atlanta Hawks an 82-81 victory over the Washington Wizards. The Hawks, who own a 3-2 series lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals, heading into Game 6, they'll play Friday in Washington. Kentucky Derby winner American Pharoah has been made a 4-5 morning line favorite for Saturday's Preakness, despite drawing an unfavorable number one post position in the second leg of the Triple Crown. A field of 8 3-year-olds was entered yesterday in the smallest Preakness field since 2000. And finally, in the NHL, it's the New York Rangers against the Tampa Bay Lightning in the NHL Eastern Conference Final to lead the Lord Stanley's Cup. The defending East champs, Rangers, earned that right.